You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Every tribe brought the Korban. So one of the offerings they brought was Kaf Achat, Asara Zahav, Ketore. What did they bring? What does Kaf Achat mean? Kaf means spoon, Achat, one. Asara,
ten.
Zahav,
gold.
Chazak Baruch, beautiful. So Kaf Achat, Asara, Zahav, Ketore. So now, there is a interesting message about this offering, that what is like the depth of this offering is all about. What do we learn from it? Kaf is very similar to lichfof. What is kififa? What does kififa mean? To bend. Beautiful. Persian they call it chamshodan. So it says kaf achat. What does it mean? One time bending. It says asara zahab. What does asara zahab mean? What is asara in letters of the Hebrew letter resembles? Yud. What yud resembles? Yud. Yud means Yehudi. Yehudi. So here we learn kaf achat. Kaf achat. Asara. Zahav. What does it mean? If one time you bend, you become golden Yehudi. What does that mean? That means in life, we expect, you know, you're my friend, you're my husband, my brother. So obviously, respect a way of being treated, right? So like say, you're talking to somebody, you expect he will listen to you, right? Somebody promised you to come this time, you expect that he appear on that time. He promised you he's going to show up in your semachot, can you rule?
Amen.
So expect him to come. Let's say he's not listening to you. So what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to get upset? You're going to get angry? He doesn't show up on time? He's late? What kind of feeling it gives you?
Not a good one.
You're very disappointed. Your brother, let's say, your sister, your husband. I'm sorry. So the expectation that we have, so it's not accomplished. So then you become very disappointed. So here we learn kaf achat. So you have the opportunity, you bend even once. Wow, asara zahav. Asara zahav. It's very interesting. There's a beautiful quote. As you said, asara is 10. You time it by zahav. So now you time 10 by zayin. How many you get? And which letter it is?
Ayin.
Very nice. Then, hey, you time it by?
50.
You get 50. No. Bet?
I'm 10, 20.
20?
Half.
So what do you get? Half nun ayin. Kenia. That means kenah. That means lachnia. This is a beautiful quote. Asara zahav exactly gives you the word that is to bend. Know what it is? One time. Kaf achat, wow, you become Yehudi. Yehudi? Talai. Talai. Good. Shemola Navi alav shalom. Was told by Yibono Sholam. Go to who? To Yishai's house. Go to Yishai's house. Why? Because we need a king. We need a king. So he goes to Yishai's house and says, I'm the prophet, I'm here to appoint Melech Israel. So who comes? Who was the name?
David.
No. The Melech came, the last, they even didn't mention him. Who came first?
Shaul.
No, the son of Yishai, the Arshad, the first one. Eliab. Eliab comes. So now, Shomer HaNavi just about to pour the oil on his head. He's a king. What did Hashem tell him?
No.
Ma'asti oto. He said, I don't want to see his face. Not dislike him. Get him away from here. Why? Eliab, one time in his life, got angry. One time. What? He's supposed to be the king. One time. That's it. You know what a pain it is? You're supposed to be the king. The firstborn after Yishai. Hashem says, get him out of here. Get him out of here. Ma'asti oto. I don't want to see his face. Get him out of here. Why? One time in his life, couldn't control himself. You know what that is? What a painful thing it is? You know what it is? What it means to be Melech Yisrael? Instead of saying, David Melech Chai V'Kayam, say, Eliyah Chai V'Kayam, Eliyah Chai V'Kayam. Ay. Kaf Achat Asara Zahav. One time you've been? Yeah, you're right, yeah. Yes. You have all the right. He took it. He's not fair. He stopped you in the back. All these things. But you don't understand. You can be golden Yehudi. Let it go. Forget it. You wake up another 10 years, 20 years. You say, why did I do like this? What did I gain? So, okay, now let's say, people hope, they have friction. Mostly it's about what? What is it mostly about what? Where people, the first one is money, second one?
Come on.
Money. What else is there? Okay, yeah, you're right. But you know what you're doing to yourself, to your family, people around you. You know what? What you're missing? Kaf achat. One time bending, you can say your life, your family's life, ad olmead. And here, it's Eliab, just about Shmuel HaNavi Alav Shalom, to appoint him as a king, all of a sudden, see, he pulls back. What happened? Okay, I got angry. Yeah. But that's it. Ma'asti oto. Belishkom. Forget it. Let him go. I don't want to look at his face. And that's what exactly the whole very, very delicate test in our life is. Every moment, you have the opportunity, kafahat, bend. You get all these gold you put in your pocket, asara zahav, then it becomes million zahav. And they say, million and million zahav. Hashem says, keno, l'chayim this.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.